Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjav, your host, bringing you the latest headlines from around the globe. Joining me as always is our insightful reporter, Arohi, ready to dive deep into today's most significant developments.
Great to be here, Arjav, ready to break down the stories that matter.
Absolutely. Before we jump into today's news cycle, let's take a moment for On This Day in History. On May 29, 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzin Norgay became the first climbers confirmed to have reached the summit of Mount Everest, a monumental achievement that captivated the world. From monumental climbs to political summits, we're covering news from BBC News, NDTV News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, and other leading sources. Let's start with a major political shakeup in the U.S. Arohi, Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican who voted to convict former President Trump, has just lost his primary in Louisiana. What are the implications here?
That's right. Senator Bill Cassidy, a two-term Republican, failed to secure enough votes in the Louisiana primary to advance to a runoff. This effectively ends his tenure in Congress. Cassidy was one of just seven Republican senators who voted to convict President Trump in his 2021 impeachment trial following the January 6 attack on the Capitol. Trump himself endorsed Cassidy's opponent, Representative Julia Letlow, making this outcome a significant test of Trump's enduring influence within the GOP. With Cassidy's defeat, the number of those seven Republican senators still in Congress next year will drop to no more than two, underscoring the political consequences of opposing the former president.
That's a powerful statement on the current state of Republican politics. Moving from domestic politics to international security, there are several significant developments. Let's begin with China's global reach and espionage. What are we seeing there?
Experts are highlighting two recent espionage cases in the U.S. that shed light on China's persistent efforts to peddle influence globally over the past decade. These cases involve alleged secret police operations and extensive propaganda efforts, targeting expatriate communities and individuals perceived as threats to Beijing's interests. It's a clear indication of a sustained, sophisticated campaign to monitor and influence its citizens abroad and exert its will on foreign soil.
A concerning development regarding international influence. And on the counterterrorism front, we have news of a major operation.
Indeed, the U.S. and Nigeria have announced a joint operation that led to the killing of a senior Islamic State leader, identified as Abu Bilal al-Minuki. President Donald Trump described him as the most active terrorist in the world, signifying a major blow to the group's leadership and operational capabilities in the region.
Shifting to the Middle East, there's been ongoing conflict despite attempts at de-escalation.
That's correct. Lebanon is reporting six fatalities in an Israeli strike, even as the U.S. announced an extension of a previously brokered ceasefire. President Trump had announced the truce last month, but unfortunately, Israel and Hezbollah have continued to exchange fire since then, indicating the fragility of peace efforts in the region.
And finally, a significant extradition from Venezuela.
Yes, Venezuela has extradited billionaire tycoon Alex Saab to the U.S. Saab is tied to a massive graft scheme and his extradition is seen as part of a broader purge of powerful figures who helped the deposed president, Nicolas Maduro, stay in power. This marks a significant victory for U.S. law enforcement in its fight against corruption and illicit finance in the Americas.
A very intricate web of international relations and law enforcement there. Now, let's turn to some global human interest and social issues. First, an unsettling incident in Italy.
Unfortunately, yes. In Italy, a man drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians, injuring eight people, four of them seriously. Passersby bravely gave chase and managed to stop the individual involved. Details regarding the motive are still emerging, but it was a terrifying incident for those affected.
Our thoughts are with the injured. And from Sri Lanka, we hear of an escalating conflict between humans and wildlife.
This is a growing humanitarian and environmental concern. In Sri Lanka, while elephants are revered, there's a rising tension between humans and these magnificent creatures. Farmers are increasingly striking back as elephants eat their crops, leading to more fatal encounters for both humans and the hungry pachyderms. It's a complex and worsening conflict, highlighting the challenges of coexistence as human populations expand into traditional wildlife habitats.
A heartbreaking situation. Let's pivot our focus to India, where we have a variety of impactful stories. Starting with a unique population incentive proposal.
Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu has proposed a population incentive scheme, offering financial rewards for families having more children. Specifically, 30,000 rupees for a third child and 40,000 rupees for a fourth. Naidu warned that India should learn from the demographic mistakes of countries like South Korea and Japan, which now face rapidly aging populations and declining workforces. It's an interesting policy aimed at addressing future demographic challenges.
An unconventional approach to population dynamics. And for students across India, a major examination has just concluded.
That's right. The highly anticipated GE Advanced 2026 Paper 1 and 2 were conducted today. This crucial examination determines admissions to India's premier engineering institutes, the IITs. Students are now looking for analysis, review, and answer keys as they await cutoff information and results.
From education to advanced manufacturing, India is making strides in semiconductors.
Absolutely. Tata Electronics has announced a significant partnership with ASML for semiconductor manufacturing in India. This pact was unveiled during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the Netherlands, signaling India's commitment to becoming a key player in the global semiconductor supply chain and attracting high-tech investments.
And speaking of the Netherlands, there's also been an important cultural repatriation.
Indeed, the Netherlands has returned 1,000-year-old Chola-era copper plates to India. This handover marks the culmination of years of diligent diplomatic efforts by New Delhi to reclaim its cultural heritage. It's a wonderful example of international cooperation in preserving history.
A fantastic story for cultural enthusiasts. Finally, a significant leap in India's private space sector.
An exciting development. An ex-ISRO scientist startup, valued at over $1 billion, is gearing up for its maiden orbital rocket launch. Chandana, the startup's founder, repeatedly acknowledged the foundational legacy of India's space pioneers, highlighting how their work has paved the way for private ventures to reach for the stars. This signals a new era for India's space industry, with private players contributing to its ambitious goals.
That's an impressive array of stories from India, covering everything from social policy to advanced space technology. Arohi, thank you for providing such comprehensive insights today.
My pleasure, Arjav.
And that wraps up our quick news briefing for today. Before we sign off, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that the concept of zero, a fundamental building block of modern mathematics and computing, originated in ancient India? Its invention completely revolutionized numerical systems worldwide. That's all for now. We appreciate you joining us for today's headlines. Tune in next time for more quick news briefs. I'm Arjav, wishing you a good evening.